Day 9, Fellowship. The Apostle John wrote, "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." 1 John 1 and 3. It's understandable how we fellowship with the saints, but John also stated that his fellowship was with the Father and His Son. How can that be? One way to fellowship with the Father is through prayer. Notice what John penned in his Gospel regarding the relationship between the Father and the Son. Jesus said, "I have many things to say and to judge of you, but He that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him." They understood not that He spake to them of the Father. John 8, 26 and 27. It was in prayer that Jesus heard the word of the Father in order to speak it to the world. But fellowship is more than just a one-way street. It is more than just Jesus hearing the Father, but also the Father hearing the Son. John 11, 41. "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, 'Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard Me.'" Ravenhill said, "He loved praying," speaking of the Lord. "He loved His Father, and in prayer fellowshipped with Him. Jesus died praying. It is also written, 'Our fellowship is with the Father.'" Is it? Or is our fellowship with each other about the Father? Or is it reading a book about another man's fellowship with the Father? That was page 89. Our prayer focus: think of the Father and the love He has for you. Recall the times that He has not just spoken to you, but heard you as well. Honor Him today and nurture your fellowship with Him in prayer.